Next item is license status review. Who's handling that? Good morning. I'm sorry. Too early? At 12? Okay, and for the record, I'll just let the commission know, we've long had a rule that goes back, like I said, a long way, that deals with the agenda. We've always taken certain items afternoon because at certain times the agenda flowed to the point where that was, you know, a situation where it was didn't cause a problem. I've noticed, you know, in the last several meetings and during my tenure that, you know, the agenda at times, especially Habitat, depending on that ebb and flows, sometimes based on economy, sometimes on this and that and things that that happen. Objections are there, then they're removed, and that's why we have one Habitat matter this morning. So I have directed staff, commencing the next meeting, that the 12 o'clock rule as far as other items will be removed. We will be having a continuous meeting, and we will break for lunch at our discretion, but the 12 o'clock rule as far as hearing certain matters will no longer be attached to the agenda. Is there any objection to that? Because I'm seeing that we are certainly at times wasting time waiting for the noon hour. So, Ms. Tankard, did you hear where I was coming from with that? Okay. Is no objection? Any objection? Any comment?
My only comment would be we get to advertise in accordance to your new plan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. And we'll put on there, first meeting, please note that the 12 o'clock issue is no longer in effect. And we'll see how that goes. That being said, ready for license review as well? You
yes.
Are there. You can see
yes.
You. I could not see you under that behind that. But anyway. Good afternoon. I'd like to reconvene the March 2019 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. At this time, we will take license status review. I believe the first one that I have on my list, or if it's incorrect, correct me, is William K. Sawyer.
Correct.
Mr. Sawyer present? Okay, we'll set him down. Is Adrian Williams here? Williams, come forward, please. Good afternoon, officers.
Good afternoon.
Hello, well. You proceed.
Mr. Adrian Williams.
Before you go, you've not been sworn, have you? Do you go testify as well? Solemnly swear a testimony you give me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Okay. Proceed, ma'am.
Mr. Adrian Williams has two new convictions, oyster on polluted oyster ground, public rock. Date of offense, October 22nd, 2018. Date of conviction, January 14th, 2019. Officer Brandon Price. And uncold oysters, 1 1/2 four-quart can full. Date of offense, January 24th, 2018. Date of conviction, April 11th, 2018. Officer Marshall Reedy. Here are Mr. Williams' 2019-2018 licenses and permits. And his previous convictions. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of harvesting oysters or clams from a condemned area within a two-year period should result in at least a one-year revocation of the gear license and a concurrent five-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest the Commission revoke Mr. Williams' gear license for a period of 1 year from the date of this Commission meeting, March 26, 2019, through March 25, 2020. And place him on a concurrent probation for a period of 5 years from the date of this commission meeting, March 26, 2019, through March 25, 2024. The Code of Virginia also allows that the commission prohibit the issuance, reissuance, and renewal of Mr. Williams' gear license during this revocation period.
Awesome. Are both of y'all going to testify?
It's a separate case here.
I'm sorry. Were you sworn?
I was wrong.
You were solemn swear the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self to God.
Yeah.
Proceed, sir.
Good afternoon, Officer Price, Virginia Marine Police. On October 22nd, 2018, approximately 7:45 a.m., I was on routine patrol in the area of James River when I observed the fishing vessel Pops Buddies washing off of Huntington Park in the James River area. And the vessel appeared to be in a condemned area inshore. While observing the vessel, I observed the vessel with a dredge in the water, bringing the oysters up and putting them onto the cold deck. I pulled my police vessel over to the fishing vessel Pops Buddies. I marked the latitude and longitude, and I also confirmed on my VMRC Maps app that he was inside polluted waters. At that time, I then approached the Pops Buddies, identified the captain as Mr. Williams here to my left. I spoke with him, advising there was a problem in reference to the area where he was harvesting oysters and that he was on polluted grounds. He immediately stated he had no idea that there was a polluted line in James River and that no one had ever told him this area was polluted. At this time, I asked him to pull into the Huntington Park boat ramp because it was prior to our main office opening that morning, and I told him I wanted to confirm the location with our surveying department prior to issuing him a summons. At 7:58 a.m., I was able to make contact with Surveyor Daniel Bagger, who advised that the vessel was 251 feet inside the polluted line based on the latitude and longitude that I provided him. At that time, I issued Mr. Williams a summons for moving oysters from condemned area, and the oysters returned to the water. I also had Daniel come out to Huntington Park to survey my Raymarine GPS unit on my vessel for accuracy. And he determined that the accuracy of my Raymarine GPS was 15 feet off. So subtract 15 feet from the 251 foot. This case was tried in Newport News General District Court on January 14, 2019. Defendant pled not guilty. The Honorable Judge Hoffman accepted his not guilty plea. We proceeded with trial. I testified to the facts as I just stated, as well as Daniel testified as well to the accuracy and to the Latin long. I also presented a copy of the James River hand scrape permit that was issued to Mr. Williams, where it stated he was responsible for knowing basically where he should be as far as health department condemned areas. After hearing the testimony of the officers and Mr. Williams, he was found guilty, fined $250, and a court cost of $91. Mr. Williams was very cooperative and respectful during this entire process.
Any questions of Officer Price by members of the commission? Mr. Williams, do you have any questions of the officer?
No, everything he stated is true.
Okay.
The only thing is, I just didn't know.
Well, let me hear from the other officer first before I hear you closing. State your name for the record, please, officer.
Officer Marshall Reedy.
Thank you, sir.
All right, summary of this offense. This offense occurred Wednesday, January 24, 2018, at approximately 1,225 hours in Accomack County. I was at Arnold Evans Dock on Sassis Island, where I inspected a commercial waterman known to me as A.W. Williams, Mr. Williams here on my left. He had returned from oyster dredging on public ground. I culled one U.S. standard bushel basket of Williams oysters and found 1.5 four-quart containers full of shell and oysters that measured less than 3 inches. Regulation 4 VAC 20260, TAC 48 states is unlawful in the clean call areas of more than a four-quart measure of any combined quantity of oysters less than 3 inches, and shells of any size are found in any basket inspected by the officer. Mr. Williams was convicted on 4-11-2018 in the Accomack General District Court and received a fine of $100.
Thank you, sir. Any questions of the officer? Mr. Zedrin.
Was there anyone else on board?
I don't recall if there was anyone else. Over.
If there would have been, wouldn't you have issued that person a summons as well?
Depending if they're, if most of the time what we would do is ask them whose or whose, and that's how it's done. If there's two people on board, it could be done either way. I guess if they're mixed, some of them keep them separate. I don't remember what on this specific instance how that occurred.
Okay. Further questions? Mr. Williams, do you have any questions of this officer?
No, I don't think I did. I think they weren't so much. They were unkilled to start with. I know they were, but they weren't smaller or they were boxes, which, like I say, they're unkilled.
You can come before the podium if you would, so we can protect you, sir.
Yeah, but like I said, they were uncoiled anyway. But they weren't small. They were just old big oysters. And that's what made it so bad, you know. It don't take many when you got 5-inch, 6-inch oysters and just a few, and you're going to get stung fast. I'll put, you know, to you like that.
Okay. What about the fishing in the condemned area, oystering in the condemned area?
I've been over here the last time I was here. I worked all that. We did that. I shaved on it years ago, and I had no idea it was condemned. I just didn't know. I mean, anybody look at them, guilty, I guess. But I just didn't know. I mean, I don't want to drive no 2.5 hours and back $400 for my crew and go on a condemned area. I just ain't in that.
Can you put his record back up again for me, please? Mr. Ballard has a question.
So I just wanted to verify, when was the last time you'd worked in the James River before this incident?
I have no idea. It's been a little while ago, but I don't know when. Me and Tom don't get along very good. I just can't remember.
What, a year, 2 years?
I think longer than that, I believe.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but I think so.
I'll follow up on that. Mr. Officer Price, can you ask your question if you know the answer? If you don't, it's okay. Condemned area, is that a new condemned area, or has it moved, or has it been condemned for?
I believe that area has been condemned since 2009.
2009.
But don't quote me on that.
To your best recollection.
Yes, sir, I think it's 2009.
In that area.
Yes, sir. Okay. It's been condemned the entire, almost 5 years I've been here.
Okay.
Since
2009. Okay, a couple questions. Mr. Tankard, and then Thomas Zager.
Given the position that you found, Mr. Williams, was it evident that the area was condemned when you looked around?
To me, it is, because I know, based on the towers that come off the shore, I know when you get inside that second tower, you're starting to play around that line a little bit. Right. So when I observed him in the position inside that second tower and off the way he was at Huntington Park, in my mind, he was in the condemned zone, but I did not confirm that until I was able to pull up next to him and confirm the lat and long, as well as on the VMRC mobile app, I was able to tell my vessel was inside that polluted line.
Mr. Tankard?
So if he's in that area, would it be evident to him by any signage?
No, sir. There's absolutely no signage whatsoever in that area. There's no posted signs. The water there, technically, is too deep for us to try to post signs there.
Uh-huh.
So you have to, I guess in so many words, draw this imaginary line that goes, you know, goes down the river. I did explain to a crew member that he had on his boat that day. I showed him how to use the app so this would not happen in the future. He put it up on his phone right then. We went over how to use it, how he, you know, to stay out of that area in the future dates. So I don't think it would be a problem in the future. But no, that area is not marked by signs.
And to that point, we have very few areas that are marked specifically condemned until you get up into the upper reaches, where it's always, you know, in smaller areas near the shoreline where individuals can come from the shore or in the shallows and go, you know, signing, as we call it, or picking them up. But in the open waters, it's just not practicable to mark it. Mr. Zadron, do you have a question?
It's for Mr. Williams. Do you have a GPS on your boat, the boat that you were using that day?
GPS don't have nothing on it.
My recollection, he didn't even have his turned on.
Oh, I don't.
When I pulled up next to him, I asked him that question. He did not have it turned on.
How long have you been doing this?
How long? 50-some year.
What do you use your GPS for?
When I'm in the ocean, most time. Just bay, you don't need it. Ain't nothing but a gut. You up and down, you can see anywhere you want. You know, I had no problem. But in the ocean, you got to have something.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. France?
Yeah, to the officer. This is where polluted and non-polluted oyster ground, they both run together.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Questions from the left? No questions? Thank you very much. Do you have anything else you want to say, Mr. Williams?
No, not really. I think everything's been said.
Okay. All right. The matter's before the commission for discussion and action. You've heard staff recommendations.
So
Mr. Tankard.
You have to remind me a little bit on the guideline suggestion says 1 year revocation of gear license. So in this case, that would be he would be
out of the oyster business.
Out of the oyster business for 1 year. And the concurrent 5 year probation would be for that gear type or for all gear types?
If it's all gear types. Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Further questions? Mr. Zedra?
I got a comment.
Yes, sir.
I got a problem with not having a condemned area marked. I understand what you said and the reason for it, but I don't think it's fair to. That's why I asked him about his GPS and everything, you know. I know, like, when we go through out of Cape Henry and that type of thing, on ours, you can see the restricted usage area because of the government and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, for us to penalize somebody like this, and I'll tell you, I'm probably the worst guy for you to come before on this panel because I don't like people who take oysters from condemned areas because it's just a problem.
Well, I don't like Vedar neither.
Okay. And so, but I have a problem revoking his license because there's no signs, there's no real way of notifying anybody. I think I can understand why we don't do it, but I don't think we can impute our knowledge to him. He was cooperative, seemed like an honest guy to me, and this was a mistake, and so I would not be voting to revoke his license. I agree with the probation, and maybe he should you know, learn from this and get, I don't even know if he has a computer, but to get on the website or talk to some people and find out where the condemned sites are. And I would treat him like I would treat most people who would come before me as a judge. I'd give him one chance at it, we'd give him his probation, and if he comes back in here again with the same thing, we nail it. That would be my vote.
Okay, Mr. Ballard?
I'm not positive on revocation and length of it, but I will say from the industry perspective, we do have responsibility to educate ourselves on where we are, and it's not an inherent right to be able to take oysters that are the Commonwealth's resources, and there's responsibility associated with doing so, and the responsibility to make sure that they are from allowed areas. My guess would be in October 2018 in the James River that there were over 100 boats doing this in the correct area and not many in the other. And from a seafood dealer perspective, we get terrified by the fact that that it could jeopardize the entire Virginia oyster industry having polluted product being put into the food chain. I do agree this seems like an innocent mistake, but at some point we do have to have some repercussions for when folks aren't paying attention, because there is a responsibility associated with harvesting this food product and putting it into the food supply chain.
Got Ms. Lusk and then Mr. Zedra.
I was just going to echo agreement with Mr. Ballard. I also think that perhaps this particular instance, it does sound like it was an honest mistake, but I don't think I would go as far as to agree that it's not fair to have the condemned areas posted. I think it's not possible in a lot of cases, and I do think that when you're going into an area to harvest, it's the responsibility of the harvester to understand where they're allowed to be and where they aren't.
And to that point, there's not much difference as far as using, in all due respect, sir, that logic as far as someone that would be supposed to be on their specific ground and then going next door to somebody else's ground and removing oysters from there because they're not marked either.
those grounds aren't marked tactically at times. So some are, some aren't. Certain areas, in other words, they are marked. Get me wrong, I misspoke. But certain areas that you would go into, you've got to know where you are. That's. But follow up, sir.
I would feel different if you didn't have side by side where you can harvest here and it runs right into the polluted area. I'd have a different opinion if this was only a polluted area. And that's why I come with that.
Well, there's, sir, in all due respect, there's got to be a stop point somewhere. But that's just your point. Mr. France.
Yes, you know, I think it's the duty of every waterman that's going to harvest oysters to know what's polluted and what's not. It would almost be impossible, in my opinion, for BMRCA to keep up with a sign or a stake or something saying this is a polluted area, which polluted areas can change from month to month all over the rivers and the bay.
And that's why I ask about how long this place had been polluted. If it had been 30 days and he hadn't been there in 2 years, it'd be a little different.
And Mr. Williams has testified that he's been...
I don't think I've been there. I've been longer than that, a lot longer.
Yeah. Well, he's testified he's been in this business for over 50 years. And with that much experience, we should take the responsibility of knowing what we're doing, have an idea where we should and shouldn't be.
Thank you. Further comment? The matter's before the commission for action. Mr. France.
Motion of revocation of license. A gear license for 6 months, starting when the forestry season comes in, and 5 years probation.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. Believe it or not, you got a break today as far as the time is concerned. Harvesting in a polluted area can cause detrimental and serious impacts, not only to human health, but also to the health of the industry. We pick up a case of Vibrio or something from a polluted area can shut down the entire seafood industry in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And I know you don't want to be responsible for that. I know you don't. Okay. Thank you. Did Mr. Sawyer arrive? William K. Sawyer? Mr. Sawyer comes not. Jimmy D. Pruitt?
Mr. Sawyer.
I'm sorry, Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
You got a case before the commission today? Or?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You come forward if you wish to be heard. Who's the officer involved? Sergeant, good day. You both raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth self you got.
Yes.
Thank you. Proceed.
Mr. William Sawyer has one new conviction, possession of uncalled crabs, 23 1/1 U.S. standard bushel, date of offense June 30th, 2018, date of conviction September 5th, 2018, Officer David Drummond. Mr. Sawyer first appeared before the Commission as a natural resource offender during the September 2017 Commission meeting. The Commission placed Mr. Sawyer on probation for a period of 2 years from September 26, 2017 through September 25, 2019, owing to 2 convictions of possessing more than 20 undersized crabs per bushel. These are Mr. Sawyer's 2019 and 2018 licenses and permits, and his previous convictions. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possessing more than 20 undersized crabs per bushel, 70 per barrel, while on probation within a 2-year period should result in at least a 1-year revocation of all Commission-issued crabbing licenses. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest the Commission revoke all of Mr. Sawyer's Commission-issued crabbing licenses for a period of 1 year from the date of this Commission meeting, March 26, 2019 through March 25, 2020. The Code of Virginia also allows that the Commission prohibit the issuance, reissuance, and renewal of any Mr. Sawyer's Commission-issued crabbing licenses during this revocation period.
Sergeant Drummond.
Good afternoon, Commissioner, Commission members.
State your name for the record, please.
David Drummond.
Thank you, sir.
Is he sworn?
He has been sworn. Yes, sir.
This offense occurred on Saturday, June 30, 2018, at approximately 11:30 hours in Accomack County. I was at the Folly Creek boat ramp where I inspected a commercial crabber known to me as William Kyle Sawyer. Mr. Sawyer had just returned from crab potting and was accompanied with his mate. This mate was later identified as Chris Hart. I asked Mr. Sawyer to remove several lids from his bushel baskets of hard crabs. He did so and assured me all of his crabs were legal and actually insisted that I call them. I called one United States standard bushel of Mr. Sawyer's hard crabs. This bushel basket contained 23 undersized male blue hard crabs, which measured less than 5 inches from tip to tip of their longest spikes. Mr. Sawyer became extremely upset with his mate during this time as I removed undersized crabs from this basket and actually eventually told the mate he no longer had a job, which he did uphold. Virginia Code 282-708 states it is unlawful for any person to catch, take, or have in their possession more than 10 hard crabs per United States standard bushel or 35 hard crabs per barrel, which measure less than 5 inches from tip to tip of their longest spikes, or to destroy them in any manner. Mr. Sawyer was cooperative during this inspection. On September 5, 2018, Mr. Sawyer appeared in the Accomack County General District Court and was found guilty of 28.2-708 possession of uncaught crabs. The case was contested by Mr. Sawyer without an attorney. He received a $100 fine.
Thank you, sir. Questions of Sergeant Drummond? By members of the commission? Mr. Taggart.
So when you found the undersized crabs, were they quickly definable as undersized, or were they something you had to kind of, I guess what I'm trying to say, how undersized were they?
I can't give you exact size other than they were less than the 5 inches, but maybe one or two that stood out on the top of the bushel when he removed the lids. But, I mean, it didn't appear that, you know, they were total trash. I mean, they appeared to be somewhat decent grabs.
Okay.
And I think you answered my question. That was on top of the bushel and not?
Usually when they remove the lids, we will take a look, and usually something will stand out to indicate you might need to go further in that basket.
Yeah, like some of them, but some of them stand out a lot toward the bottom or toward the middle as well.
Anyway, they do.
Mr.
Officer, I wonder, did you compare his cull stick to yours? Did you make a comparison to see if something was wrong with his cull stick?
I don't know if it was done that day. Times in the past, I believe we've compared cull sticks, but I can't say for sure on that date.
Further questions?
It appeared, in all honesty, that he was extremely upset with the mate, who the impression I got was Mr. Sawyer thought the mate was properly culling the crabs, and evidently he was not.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. I was going to ask you, in your professional opinion, you know how to read to this point whether somebody's telling the truth or somebody's acting. And if he did seem obviously concerned and disturbed.
He fired him.
And he stays fired to this day, as you know? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Any further questions? Mr. Sawyer, you wish to address the commission?
Yes, sir. I take pride in what I do. I love harvesting Virginia seafood. Pretty good at it. A one-year revocation of my license would be detrimental to my family. My wife, who we're currently separated, is unemployed. I have two children. I did not cull these crabs. I used to go by myself and had been culled dozens of times with zero infractions. I haven't had any trouble until I hired help. And everyone who has been aboard my boat that has given me a ticket, they were cut loose immediately. I'm doing my job to the best of my ability. As of this morning, I fired a guy this morning. We were crabbing. And I looked down in the bushel basket, and it was close, but just not 5 inches. It's not 5 inches. He had no excuse for it. So I took back, you know, all the crabs. I dumped them in the tub. I measured them by myself one by one. Told him to sit on the side of the boat. I finished the day by myself. I'm doing all I can do to keep and maintain the highest level of seafood that I can, and to ensure that I'm not breaking any laws that would do any harm to the future of the commercial fishing industry. And if you would look back, I've had, over the course, it's only 70, I say only, it is 77 crabs, and which is a not tolerable number over the course of three infractions. But I don't feel like it would be fair to me to lose my license for a year. It would be catastrophic to me and my family.
Can you put his record back up, please? Thank you. The questions of Mr. Sawyer. Mr. France.
Your other violations, 17, 25 uncaught crabs in a bushel, and 2015, 34 small crabs in a bushel. How do you answer to those charges for those violations?
I didn't call the crabs. I had a guy behind me. There is no excuse. Right's right and wrong is wrong. He put them up. I didn't. And there is a difference in culling sticks. I use a Loomis culling stick. And on several times after I've been called, even when not found in violation, I go behind and check. And sometimes there are crabs that hit on the Loomis stick and not the Virginia issued stick. To do away with all question, with all in doubt, I mean, is there any way that y'all could issue sticks? So that way there's no question that 5 inches is 5 inches. On the court date, I brought up a point. I went to the store and I bought three different rulers. Two rulers were the exact same. One was off a 16th of an inch. Well, you can be off a half of a 16th, just not even a piece of paper. And his going in the basket. He's illegal. It's a fine line. I mean, 5 inches, 4 and 15 and a half sixteenths, he's going in the bad basket. We all need to have the same measuring device, in my personal opinion.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Sergeant. Are our culling sticks calibrated or measured and transferred, or are they?
They are in the process,
yeah.
Sir.
Okay. All right.
Being recalibrated, they come calibrated, they're being recalibrated.
Yeah. Another, just to follow up to this point, if I could. When we're culling, we're not culling to the 1/16th of an inch, I would presume, are we?
No, sir.
Thank you.
If they do not hit the stick, they go in the basket.
Yeah. Further questions? Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Well,
Commissioner?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Ms. Everett?
And he's not currently on probation from the 2017.
Yes, ma'am. That's the reason that it's triggered the 1 year revocation aspect versus a probation, I believe. Further questions? Comments? Well, the gentleman seems honest. I've had dealings with people in this situation for pretty much all my life. I find the man to be truthful, honest. The problem is, again, as you said, is the issue of Virginia seafood industry and what we're trying to protect. And also, for the market perspective, what we're trying to ensure that what goes to market in Virginia is good, acceptable seafood, and the buyer's not is not cheated, nor is the consumer at the table. I can't make a motion, but I think there may be some mitigating circumstances here. One of which, though, you may have to have a drill on the side of the pier or whatever before you take a mate out, because obviously you have problems with mates.
Yes, sir.
Anyone that I hire from the gate are told the rules and regulations. I put the cutting stick in their hand, and this is how it goes. When my horse are dredging, I cut a 3-inch notch in my board. They are told specifically to the T, there's no shortcuts, there are no corners. Quality is key.
I see Mr. France there. Mr. France.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion.
Please, sir.
6 months revocation of crab license only, 5 years probation.
Motion made. 6 months crabbing revocation starting today.
Starting today.
Starting today.
Or if you have gear in the water, I would give him time to remove it.
I do have gear in the water.
It's blowing today. Can blow tomorrow a little bit. Much time you need to get the gear out of the water, sir? 3 days?
To be comfortable, a week. I've got 250 pots in the water.
Okay.
And give
a week
the blow time, yeah.
Okay. Bottom line is, don't land any crabs.
Okay.
In that week. If you do, you're coming back before the commission. Okay? Wait a second. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Mr. Pruitt, Jimmy D. Pruitt, come forward, please. You and officer, raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self to God.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Proceed.
Mr. Pruitt has 2 new convictions, possess undersized peeler crabs, 58 in 1 bushel, date of offense August 24th, 2018, date of conviction November 14th, 2018, officer David Drummond, in possession of uncold oysters, date of offense December 29th, 2017, date of conviction January 25th, 2018, Officer Brian Elliott. Here are Mr. Pruitt's 2019-2018 licenses and permits. And his previous conviction. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that 1 conviction of possessing uncold oysters and 1 conviction of possessing more than 20 undersized crabs per bushel within a 2-year period should result in at least a 2-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest that Mr. Pruitt be placed on probation for a period of 2 years from the date of this commission meeting, March 26, 2019, through March 25, 2021. Any failure on Mr. Pruitt's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the 2-year probation will result in Mr. Pruitt appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Thank you. Officers? Right first. Let's go.
Good afternoon again.
Sure.
This offense occurred on Friday, August 24, 2018, at approximately 09:15 hours in Accomack County. I was on small boat patrol in Hunting Creek, where I had the occasion to inspect a commercial crabber. Identified and known to me as Jimmy D. Pruitt. Mr. Pruitt is licensed for hard crab and peeler pots and was working his peeler pots when I approached him. I noticed several small crabs, peeler crabs, inside a United States standard bushel basket. This basket was approximately three quarters full of peeler crabs. Mr. Pruitt said he was aware of the required 3.5-inch size limit for peeler crabs, and he had instructed his mate to measure all crabs harvested. I culled this bushel basket of peeler crabs and found 58, which measure less than 3.5 inches from tip to tip of their longest spikes. Regulation 4 VAC 20-270-55 states from July 16th through November 30th, it shall be unlawful for any person to harvest, possess, sell, or offer for sale more than 10 peeler crabs per United States standard bushel that measure less than 3.5 inches across the shell from tip to tip of their longest spikes. Mr. Pruitt was issued a summons for this violation and was cooperative during the inspection. He received a $75 fine in the Yakima County General District Court. That's it.
Officer Elliott?
Yes, sir.
What's your name for the record, please?
Officer Brian Elliott.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. On December 29th, at approximately 1100 hours, I was on duty at a private dock behind the residence of 21073 Shellbank Road in Alawite County. I approached the vessel bearing Virginia registration 2433 Boy Yankee. I asked Captain Jimmy Pruitt, was he on public or private grounds? He stated he was on public ground. I then told Pruitt I'd be taking a closer look at his oysters he had harvested that day. I selected a bushel, culled it, and found 8 quarts of undersized oyster and shell. I wrote Pruitt a summons for possession of unculled oysters in the amount of 8 quarts. The entire catch was returned to the river. Mr. Pruitt was very cooperative. Pruitt did not show up for court. On January 25th in Alawite County, he was found guilty in his absence. The fine in the matter was $150, and the court cost was $124. Pruitt paid these costs on February 22nd, 2019.
Mr. Pruitt? I'm sorry, any questions for the officer? Mr. Pruitt?
Yes.
Did you have anything you wanted to say?
Well, the only thing I have to say is I instructed the guy with the pelograms to please measure all of them. He would have got fired on the spot, but he's had a run of bad luck. His boat sank, and he decided to come to work for me. And it was hard, but I kept him on anyway. He's turned out to be a good mate, and he's still with me today. I've just specified that we have to have things done right, and which I know 58 sounds like a big number, but you're not talking about 6-inch shimmy crabs in a basket either. You're talking about little peelers. There's a lot of them in a basket. As opposed to 10 peelers and 10 hard crabs is a big difference. No excuse, but that's all I have for that. Both officers have called me numerous times, and that's the only 2 tickets that I've gotten from them.
Can you put his gear history up again, please?
Except for the tag ticket as well.
The gear history for gear. How long have you been a waterman actually working in water?
Well, I was a waterman from a young age until we lost crab dredging, and I had nothing to do in the wintertime, and then I moved to carpentry work, and then oyster dredging came back, and it gave us something to do in the wintertime, so then I came back on the water full time.
How was your violation history before you became a carpenter? Did you have any tickets back then?
I had 1 small crab ticket, and that was it. Yes.
Questions of Mr. Pruitt? See the recommendation again, please.
Sorry.
Matter before the commission for discussion and action.
I move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Tanker to approve staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Second
by Mr. Franks. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. To your probation, please be careful.
Okay.
We I should have said this earlier. We don't take any pleasure or joy in having to do this part of the job and potentially take away someone's livelihood. We do not like or want to do that. But at the same time, we have an obligation. That's why we do what we do. So I just want to make that clear.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Pruitt.
Thank you.
James Michael Deal. Mr. Deal, would you not raise your right hand? Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God. Thank you.
Mr. Deal has 1 new conviction, possession of uncalled oysters, date of offense October 23rd, 2018, date of conviction November 26th, 2018, Officer Austin Brown. Here are Mr. Deal's 2019 and 18 licenses and permits, as well as his previous conviction. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possessing at least 50% over the tolerance of shellfish within a two-year period should result in at least a one-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest that Mr. Deal be placed on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this Commission meeting, March 26, 2019, through March 25, 2020. Any failure on Mr. Deal's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation will result in Mr. Deal appearing before the Commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Thank you. Officer Brown?
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
How you doing?
Fine, thank you. Proceed.
Can I approach the podium? I got two pictures to pass each way while I speak and testify.
Sure.
On October 23rd, I was conducting oyster inspections in the James River in the city of Newport News. I came across a vessel, Brenda K, actively harvesting oysters that day. I boarded that vessel and selected a basket at random. I called that basket with the issued caustic and four-quart tolerance can that I've been issued by the Marine Resource Commission. Upon culling that basket, I found over the four-quart tolerance, as you guys can see in the picture, it was approximately 6 quarts. I had Mr. Deal plant all those oysters back in the water and issued him a Virginia uniform summons that day for possession of uncold oysters. I identified him by his Virginia OL as well.
Thank you. Any questions of the officer? Mr. Deal, would you like to address the commission?
I'd just like to know why I'm here. I got one oyster ticket in 17 years, and I had to come here.
Well,
last one I got, well, it was on that paper that they bought me. It was 2004. It was 16, 17 years ago. That's the only other one I've ever got, which is the one I got in October.
Would you like to explain? Thank you.
It's a single violation, so on the table, possession at least 50% over would bring them here before the commission.
Does that answer your question, sir?
No, I got a dozen friends that has had violations, and they went to court. I mean, they paid them off out of court just like the same way I did. And they didn't have to come before the board. And this has been within the last 2-3 years.
Well, it's the reason you're here is because the severity has determined by the matrix that we use of the violation. That's why you're here. Some may not have been a severe violation as determined by the commission guidelines that were adopted. In other words, it's a bad ticket.
That's a bad ticket.
Yeah, it's worse than the others that didn't come before us.
I got you. Well,
okay. Any questions, members of the commission? What's the pleasure of the commission?
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Question made by Mr. Taggart for 1 year probation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.